Okay, so picture this.
Okay.
You're sipping your coffee, inspiration strikes for that creature design you've been, kind of tinkering with, and boom, you pull out your iPad and jump right into ZBrush.
Wow.
No, this isn't a fever dream. This is ZBrush 2025. They've gone and broken down the wall between desktop and tablet,
Yeah.
making creativity on the fly smoother than ever.
It's amazing how this update makes ZBrush feel less like software and more like an extension of an artist's imagination. You've got these
Yeah.
powerful new features,
Right.
but the real magic is how they enhance the creative process itself.
Right. It's like they've bottled that feeling of like, I had to get this idea down now and
Yes.
handed you the tools to actually do it.
Totally.
But before we get too far into it, for anyone who might be new to this whole thing, why is this new ZBrush? Why is this such a big deal?
Imagine this. ZBrush is like the digital clay used to sculpt everything from those epic movie monsters you see on the big screen to the intricate details on a tiny piece of jewelry. And ZBrush 2025. It's like they've given that digital clay superpowers.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. Lay those superpowers on me.
Well, for starters, this whole iPad Harmony thing, it isn't just a fancy marketing term. It's
Yeah.
about bringing that full desktop ZBrush experience, like all of it, to your iPad,
No.
allowing this level of portability and flexibility that just wasn't possible before.
So what does that look like in practice? I'm picturing a frustrated artist chasing after a runaway idea.
Yeah.
Those moments happen to the best of us.
Totally.
How does ZBrush 2025, how does it help wrangle those creative lightning bolts?
Okay, so imagine this. You're on the train and suddenly, boom, inspiration hits for a new character design.
Okay.
Now, instead of scribbling furiously on a napkin, hoping you'll remember all the details later,
Oh, yeah.
you grab your iPad, you dive right into ZBrush, you start sculpting on the spot, and then seamlessly pick up where you left off later on your desktop.
Talk about capturing those fleeting moments of brilliance. But this update isn't just about catering to artists on the move, right? What about the folks who are, chained to the desktops working on these massively detailed projects?
Yeah.
What's in it for them?
Those artists will be thrilled to hear about the boost to OBJ export speeds.
Okay.
For one, we're talking significantly reduced waiting times when transferring those massive 3D models.
Right.
It might not sound glamorous, but trust me, anyone who's worked with these kinds of files knows what a difference this makes.
It's all about respecting an artist's time, right?
Yeah.
Streamlining those technical processes so they can spend less time wrestling with files
Yeah.
and more time breathing life into their creations.
Totally. And speaking of streamlining, say goodbye to the headache of file format conversions for good.
Oh, thank goodness.
ZBrush 2025 brings the universal language of MP4 to both Windows and Mac OS for movie exports.
No more compatibility issues, just pure creative flow. I love it.
Exactly.
But let's be real, even the most powerful software can have its quirks. Tell me they've tackled some of those pesky bugs that have been driving artists up the wall.
They have. Remember that infuriating cam view icon that kept resetting your mesh
Oh,
orientation?
yes.
Gone. And that heart-stopping crash when using the knife brush on a high-density mesh, history.
Amazing.
Yeah, they've really listened to the community and focused on refining that user experience.
It's those little victories that make a world of difference for artists who rely on the software day in and day out.
Yeah.
But ZBrush is more than just a software, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a whole universe built for creatives.
Exactly. You've got ZBrush Central, which is, I mean, it's more than just a forum. It's a thriving community of artists, from beginners to, seasoned pros, all sharing their work, offering advice, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in
And
ZBrush.
then there's Z Classroom, a gold mine of free tutorials that are practically master classes in themselves.
Oh,
It
yeah.
doesn't matter if you're a complete newbie or a seasoned ZBrush wizard, there's always something new to learn.
They've even got tutorials specifically for these new features in ZBrush 2025,
Oh, nice.
which is fantastic. It's like they're holding your hand and guiding you through this new world of creative possibilities.
Speaking of creative possibilities,
Yeah.
we can't forget about those new monster clay materials. These
Yeah.
aren't your average, everyday digital materials. These are special.
Yeah.
It's like they've bottled up the feel of real-world sculpting clay
Yeah.
and injected it into the digital space of ZBrush.
And that's huge, especially for artists who are used to working with traditional sculpting materials, but
Right.
want to explore the power and flexibility of digital tools. It bridges that gap between the tactile and the digital.
It's like they found a way to capture the essence of what makes sculpting so satisfying, that feeling of molding and shaping a physical object and translated it into this digital experience.
And with ZBrush 2025, that digital experience just got a whole lot more intuitive, more powerful.
Right.
And yes, even magical.
All right, I'm ready to dive deeper into this magic.
Let's do it.
But before we get totally lost in the ZBrush universe, let's take a quick pause to gather our thoughts. We'll be right back with more on those game-changing new features, those subtle but significant improvements, and what it all means for the future of digital art.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
So you're probably thinking, okay, this all sounds really cool, but where can I find all this information?
Right. For those of you eager to like dive into the nitty-gritty, those detailed release notes are just a click away.
Absolutely.
We've got them linked up for you in the show notes.
Yeah.
Think of it like your treasure map for navigating this update.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of all these like new features, but remember, ZBrush isn't just about one software update. It's like joining this creative movement that's always evolving.
Yes.
Always pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the world of digital art.
Exactly. We've mentioned Z Classroom, we've mentioned ZBrush Central.
Right.
But don't underestimate the ZBrush blog.
Yeah.
That's where they announce all the latest news. Yeah. But they also do these really cool artist spotlights.
Oh, those spotlights they're pure inspiration.
Yeah.
You get to peek behind the curtain and see how these incredible artists are using ZBrush to bring their visions to life.
Yeah.
It's like a masterclass in creativity, and it's right there at your fingertips for free.
It's amazing how they've managed to build this whole ecosystem around ZBrush, you know,
right.
Connecting artists from all over the world and giving them the platform and the resources to create truly mind-blowing art.
And with ZBrush 2025, they've added another layer to that ecosystem, augmented reality.
Oh, wow.
With the USDZ format support and the USD plugin, artists can now take their ZBrush creations and like project them into the real world.
What?
Imagine sculpting a creature in ZBrush and then seeing it walk around your living room.
That's next level stuff. It's like that line between the digital and the physical is blurring more and more every day. It makes you wonder what the future holds for digital art. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
ZBrush 2025 isn't just about these like groundbreaking new features and these like mind-bending augmented reality experiences. It's also about refining the core user experience.
Absolutely. It's clear they've listened closely to user feedback and addressed even the smallest annoyances.
Totally.
That might interrupt an artist's flow.
Right.
For example, remember how the file save time in the UI wasn't always accurate?
Yes.
Well, they fixed that.
Oh, thank goodness.
And how many times have we exported a movie only to find out it doesn't play back correctly?
Oh, too many times.
They tackled that one, too.
That's fantastic.
It's those seemingly minor tweaks that add up to a much smoother, a much more enjoyable creative process overall.
For sure.
It's all about empowering artists to focus on what they do best. Create.
ZBrush 2025 isn't just a software update. It's a statement.
It is.
It's like they're saying, we're in this for the long haul, and we're committed to giving artists the tools they need to push the boundaries of what's possible.
And with the addition of GOZY support for ZBrush on iPad, they're truly breaking down those boundaries between desktop and mobile workflows,
right.
Giving artists the freedom to create anytime, anywhere.
And that brings us back to the star of the show.
iPad Harmony.
iPad Harmony. Before we get into specifics of how this works,
right.
I think it's worth taking a moment to truly appreciate how big of a deal this is for, like, the world of digital art.
It's huge.
But before we do, let's take a quick breather to let all this sink in. We'll be right back with a closer look at iPad Harmony and how it's changing the game for artists everywhere.
We're back, and we are ready to take this whole iPad Harmony thing for a spin.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, the freedom to sculpt anything, anywhere, that's a game changer.
It's like having a portable art studio at your fingertips.
Okay. But the real beauty of it is the seamless integration. Okay. Remember that GOZY to iPad button we mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah, the one that's going to, like, magically beam my sculptures between my devices.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the magic show.
Well, hold your horses. It's not telepathy.
Okay.
But it's pretty close. That button on your desktop ZBrush palette.
Yeah.
Hit that and your file is instantly prepped and ready to roll on your iPad.
Okay, that sounds almost too easy.
Right.
There's got to be a catch.
Not really a catch. More like, you know, a few settings to sync up.
Okay, okay.
First off, you'll need ZBrush 2025 or later on your desktop.
Right.
Can't beam those files back in time.
Makes sense.
And you'll want to make sure that you're signed into your Maxit app on both devices.
Gotcha.
And that your local network, you know, plays nicely with device discovery.
Okay.
Last but not least, before you even hit that Go Z to iPad button,
yeah,
double check that you've got ZBrush for iPad open to the Import Go Z menu. It's like making sure the runway is clear before you land that creative masterpiece.
So no more emailing files to myself or wrestling with cloud storage just to move my work between devices?
Exactly. It's all about removing those technical roadblocks so you can focus on what matters most.
Right.
Bringing your artistic vision to life.
Music to my ears. But with all this iPad love, some of our Mac-using listeners might be feeling a little left out.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you.
Of course not. In fact, Mac users get a special treat with this update.
Oh.
Movie exports are now universally compatible with the MP4 format.
The long format compatibility issues. Finally, a universal language we can all agree on.
It's about breaking down those barriers, you know, letting the art speak for itself. And
yeah.
And that's really the heart of ZBrush 2025, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Giving artists, no matter their level of experience, the tools and the freedom to push boundaries and redefine what's possible in the world of digital art.
It's about democratizing those tools.
Yeah.
You know, making them accessible to anyone with a story to tell, a character to create, a world to build.
Totally.
And with ZBrush 2025, they've not only given us those tools.
Yeah.
They've given us a whole universe of resources and support to help us wield them.
It's true. From those beginner-friendly Z Classroom tutorials to the thriving community on ZBrush Central, they're not just handing you a chisel and saying good luck. They're giving you a map, a compass,
right,
and a whole crew of fellow explorers to guide you on your journey.
And with ZBrush 2025, bridging that gap between desktop and mobile, blurring the lines between traditional and digital sculpting, who knows where that journey might lead? What new frontiers will we discover? What incredible new art will we create?
That's the most exciting part.
I know, right?
The future of digital art. It's unwritten.
Yeah.
It's waiting to be shaped by those brave enough to dream big and create without limits.
So what are you waiting for? Go explore. Get your hands on ZBrush 2025. Dive into those tutorials. Connect with fellow artists. And most importantly, never stop creating. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the exciting world of ZBrush 2025. As always, we've got links to all the resources that we mentioned.
Yeah.
Plus some bonus goodies waiting for you in the show notes. Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.